Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. The moment of wisdom for today is from Proverbs 21, verse 3. Proverbs 21, verse 3. And we always look at the word of wisdom for today. I mean, it's the 21st of the month, the 21st chapter. We want to be able to get God's wisdom, the proper application of knowledge. And so it reads, Proverbs 21, 3 reads, to do what is right and just is more acceptable to the Lord than sacrifice. Think about that. To do what is right and just is more acceptable to the Lord than sacrifice. I mean, that is such a powerful statement because so many people are religious, but they're not necessarily right. I mean, they can sing and preach and teach and memorize scripture and and that's what's happened to a lot of people's viewpoint of God. They ran into the religious crowd who were more sacrificial than they were right. They were more sacrificial than they were just. But they missed God in the context of that. You know, when you know, the church in America split over slavery. You had the Southern Church and the Northern Church. Well, the Southern Church totally missed the justice of God and the righteousness of God and what was right. And they just continued to sacrifice, not realizing God's more into doing what's right and just than the next song about to sing. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. I know that's right.
So some people are quick to say, you know, what do you need? You know, let me help you. Let me give you an offering. While never considering their ways are not right before the Lord and they are not just in their dealings with man and God. And it's amazing. It's like, but don't you want to go back and apologize to your husband and your family the way you treated your family just then? No, I'll just sing a song. I'll prophesy. You know,
it's easier to do this outward thing than it is to have the Lord inwardly. I love Francis Assisi's quote. I just love it. He says, preach the gospel all the time, but when necessary, use words. What he's saying is just live the life. So, you know, don't do all the tap dancing. Don't do all the externals and don't have a relationship with God because it's not good. It's a turnoff.
It's useless.
Not genuine.
It's useless. You know, God doesn't accept those sacrifices.
He doesn't see it.
Yeah. And so, you know, that and when you see people say, well, why do you have these issues with the church? Well, the issues could be because, yeah, you built buildings. Yeah, you sang good songs. Yeah, you did, you know, you gave money to the Ethiopian water wells. Yeah, you know, you did start an orphanage. Yeah, but then they go, but you're not right. You're not treating people right. You're not into justice. You don't care about the poor man. You don't care about the person who has third generation experiencing injustice in their life. It never crossed your mind about participating with something like the Exodus cry,
right?
You know, and saying that it's not right for, you know, for the children being taken into the sex trade. You know what I'm saying? Or women being taken into sex trade, and that God is into to what's right. You know what is right. You'll have people, you know, God begins to deal with their heart, and then they'll say, listen, you know, they'll sweat at doing something, some hard labor. They'll say, hey, do you need something to be moved, or do you need me to build something, you know, or do you need me to, they'll make so many outward movements and sacrifices, and literally they're just making it hard for themselves because they're sacrificing. But it never crossed their mind that God wasn't even thinking about the outside of the cup. He was talking about the things that need to move around inside their heart. Think about it. You know, so many people are, there's so many people like that, the people that are dealing with their heart sometimes can think like, does it even matter that I have right motives? You know, I seek to have right motives towards my brother or my sister. Well, the Lord's telling you, yes, it matters. It's more important what you're doing if you're focusing on, you know, doing what's right and just before God than it is for somebody else who may be, you know, spending millions and throw, you know, giving all their possessions to the poor and, you know, and doing all these things, but they don't have love.
That's right.
You know? So many people said there's some people that give exorbitant amounts of finances towards the kingdom work, such as missions and ministry efforts and outreach, while they stay in their sin. They never even think about dealing with their sin. Mm-hmm. But, you know, God does see these things. You know, he does see if we're giving things out and we're being kind to the poor, but it doesn't save us. I think about Cornelius. You know, Cornelius mm-hmm. was noticed by God yeah. because of his alms to the poor, but he still had to make a decision to do what right. was right and just. Mm-hmm. Right. He couldn't just, his alms to the poor didn't save him, but his alms to the poor gave him a chance mm-hmm. to hear the gospel and respond in a right way, in a just way to God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, works doesn't save us. Sacrifices do not save us, but they prove, of course, that we are.
Mm-hmm.
But we must always remember, never substitute sacrifice for obedience and justice.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Today's Proverb 21:3, to do what is right and just is more acceptable to the Lord than sacrifice.
It's good.
Yeah, isn't it?
That's very good. It's very good. You know what? Because we can get to a place where all we're doing is sacrifice and there is no relationship with God and becomes sterile. It reminds me, we spoke about this last week about King Saul. King Saul thought that it was okay just to step in and start doing sacrifices and start just offering things on the altar, and he was moving outside of his place. And then all of a sudden, Samuel walks up and says, "What are you doing?" And so he realizes he's in sin. And the very next thing he prays is, "I know that I've sinned, but would you come with me and worship so I can worship in front of my people?" And it's like, I'm paraphrasing, but it's like he had no clue, no thought that it was okay just to do these things. And yet, you know, you're offending God. You're sinning God. It's not about a sack. God's not interested in what you can do for him, you know. He's interested in you. He's interested in your heart. He's interested in your life. He's interested in you giving your heart. If you're watching someone else do stuff and you're new to the Lord, you can think that, you know what, maybe it's all about works.
Yeah. You know,
but it's not.
Yeah, that's very good. It's very good.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.